presents your Radio Hall of Fame. Today, your Radio Hall of Fame comes to you from the beautiful Earl Carroll Theater Restaurant in Hollywood with our singing star Martha Tilton, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Choir, and your host, the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Pierre André, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Over the stage door of Earl Carroll's is this slogan: through these portals pass the most beautiful girls in the world. And if Earl is listening, he might have to change that slogan because... Hello, hello?
Hello, this is Professor Colonna. Hello, this is Professor Colonna speaking.
Colonna speaking? This is Whiteman speaking.
Yeah, we must be related.
Say, you're supposed to be here with us on the Philco Radio Hall of Fame, Colonna. Where are you?
I'm in Washington at the White House. I'm doing a little job here, tuning the president's piano.
Colonna, you're not really going to tune that piano, are you?
Well, of course. Let's see. Yes. First, I've got to see what's inside.
Colonna, stop that immediately. That's terrible. The president has a beautiful baby grand.
A baby grand?
Yeah.
What do you know? Twins.
Oh, stop clowning, Colonna, and get over here right away.
Now, don't fret, P.W. I'm sending over some of the boys.
The boys? What boys?
Thieves.
Thieves?
Yes, they've been stealing laughs from the biggest comics in the business for years. And if I were you, I'd talk to them, see?
Oh, murder. Look, Colonna, look. Where are you now?
Traveling as fast as I can get there. I'm driving 100 miles an hour through all stoplights and intersections.
Wait a minute, Colonna. You can be put in jail for that.
Nonsense, old man. I'm taking the back streets. They'll never notice me. Old Slink through the alleys. Colonna, they call me.
What happened, Professor?
Slink is now in the clink.
Murder, murder. What a spot to be in.
I'll say, because I have to sing, Come to Baby, Do. I took a choo, 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 fast as I could take a choo, choo. I came a long, 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 long way to take you in my arms. And now with your first move, to prove that you've been true, come to baby do.
Come to baby do.
You've been away, way, 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 way beyond the blue horizon. I'm hoping no, 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 no one else is on your mind. So pucker up, my sweet, and meet your Waterloo.
Your Waterloo.
Come to baby do.
Come to baby do, do, do.
Stop me from guessing. Take no time to tease. Stop all this messing. Put your begging baby at ease. I wanna love, love, love you just the way I wanna love you. I'm gonna try, try, try to make you try to understand. When all is said and done, the one for me is you. When all is said and done, the one for me is you.
The one for me is you.
Come to baby, be nice to baby, do. Come to baby, do.
Yes, yes.
Hilton singing Paul Whiteman's arrangement of Come to Baby Do. And I'm just wondering, how old is the radio set you heard it on? You can't imagine how much better that number is going to sound over a new Philco radio. It's 4 years since the last new Philco, and Philco's research in radar has developed scores of improvements in circuit design, power output, and operating features. Philco engineers say they're actually 10 years ahead of 4 years ago. Now, wait till you see Philco's new patented dynamic reproducer that plays your records with broadcasting studio quality. And Philco's revolutionary advanced FM, the first true FM detector ever invented. And Philco's sensational radio phonograph with automatic record player. You just put a record in the slot, close the door, and it plays. They're new all the way through. And only Philco has them. Ask your dealer now about the great new radio developments from Philco, the leader, famous for quality the world over.
All right, Paul. Now, how about letting me in on the goings-on?
Oh, I wish I could, Martha, but honestly, all I know is a bunch of characters are on their way over. I'm getting out of here.
Come in.
How do you do?
Gordon, a mad Russian. Russian?
Yes?
What brings you here on the Hall of Fame?
I presume you are Martha Tilton.
I'm Martha Tilton.
Excuse the extra tittle. Please forgive my intrusion.
Intrusion? Intrusion?
Pardon me, are you trying to say intrusion? I want to see Mr. Paul Whiteman.
Now, take it easy, Russian. What's the idea of you coming down here in a huff?
I had to come in a huff. Working for Eddie Keffer, who's got money for taxicabs? Which brings me to the nature of my business. Or would you like to neck a little?
I don't think so.
You don't think so, eh?
No.
Please, mind dear you, I'll have you know that I am here because Philco Hall of Fame is having here such people like Bob Hope, Fred Allen, Ed Gardner, Edgar Bernstein, and Charlie McCluskey. And my own Popeye friend, Hedy Kemper.
Well, what's the complaint?
You are ignoring completely the really important people like myself, to be sure.
Well, after all, people like Eddie Cantor are great stars. You'll have to admit that.
Force me.
But, Russian, it's the opinion of millions of people.
It's the majority that counts.
But, Russian, what could you do on this program without Eddie Cantor?
I could tell of my experiences when I was hunting big elephants in the jungles of Siberia. You see, there I was in the middle of the jungle with my hunting equipment, which consisted of a blackboard, a pair of binoculars, a pair of tweezers, and a glass of water.
Well, how could you catch an elephant with an outfit like that?
Very simple. Very simple. You see, first I'm taking out my blackboard, and I'm writing 2 and 2 is 5. The elephant is coming along and is looking at the blackboard. And when he's saying to himself, how could 2 and 2 be 5? So he's bewildered. So while he's standing there bewildered, I am taking out my binoculars and looking through them backwards at the elephant. That's making the elephant a very smallish, itsy-bitsy elephant. So with my tweezers, I am picking them up and I drop them in a glass of water.
Russian, how can you lie so much?
I sleep on a feather bed.
Now, if you'll just go into the waiting room.
You sure you don't want to neck a little?
Yes, I'm sure.
But I have taught the greatest artists to be lovers, great lovers.
Like who?
Dorothy L'Amour, Betty Hutton, Betty Grable.
No, I'm sorry. That's my final decision, and furthermore, what would it get me?
Silly girl.
Hello?
Yeah, his voice must have changed.
Professor, I'm Martha Tilton. Why don't you come over and see me?
Well, I'll break out of this jail and be right over. I've got 50,000 pounds of dynamite in my cell, and I'm going to blow up the building.
50 pounds of dynamite? Professor, that will blow you into a million pieces.
Nonsense. I'll light the fuse.
Professor, why don't you answer?
I'm looking for the piece with the mustache on it.
I knew this morning when I got up that I should have stayed in bed.
Hello. Is this the Philco Radio Hall of Fame?
Yes. Oh, I know you. You're Mel Blanc. You're the postman on the Burns and Allen show.
Yes, and I'd like to get on the Radio Hall of Fame. I need a change.
Change? Looks to me like you need a complete overhauling.
Why, are you kidding? I'm a mass of muscle. Would you like to see me throw out my chest?
Yes.
All right. I better flex my bicep.
Flex your bicep? You know those before and after ads?
Yes.
You're not before and you're not after.
Well, what am I?
You're heaven forbid.
Well, for your information, lady, I take exercises every morning.
You do?
Yes. First I stand on one foot, then I reach down. And I stand on the other foot, then I reach down again.
Well, what kind of an exercise is that?
I don't know, but can you think of a better way to get my pants on? Now, what do you say, lady? Can you use me?
Well, I don't know what we'd do with a postman on the Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, maybe you can use one of my friends here. Say hello to the lady, Pedro. See, pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita, but I am Pedro on the Judy Canola show. And especially for you, I will recite a poem. 30 days, Hacienda, April, June, and Sombrero. All the rest have 31, except the Secretary of the Treasury, and he's got almost everything, no?
Well, now, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know, huh? Well, how about me? What's up, Doc? I hear you don't want to use Warner Brothers Bugs Bunny on the Radio Hall of Fame, eh? Well, look, sis. You can get me cheap. I work for carrots, you know.
Hello?
Washington calling. Here's your party.
Hello?
Professor, are you still in Washington? How are you going to get here?
I'll be there in a minute. I stole a jet plane. I'm taking off now. Dad, I'm getting dizzy. I'm flying in circles.
Why are you flying in circles?
Hangar door is closed.
Oh, that Colonna. There's no hope for him. It's a joke, Martha. It's a joke.
Hello, cutie. The name is Eddie Ma.
Mr. Ma.
That is correct, absolutely correct, sister.
Well, I can only tell you what I told the others. Our policy is to have only guest stars who are famous.
You say you have a policy? You say you have only famous people? Tell you what I'm going to do. I guarantee to get you 30 million listeners.
Well, how are you going to get all these listeners?
That's my secret.
But how will we know all these people are listening?
That's their secret.
Well, that's all very well. But, Mr. Marr, how can we be sure you have enough talent to warrant being a guest on the Hall of Fame?
Well, I'll get this routine. I come out and do a few fast jokes. Then I take a high dive off a 60-foot tower into a Dixie cup filled with water without spilling a drop. Now, what's the verdict?
Well, it isn't up to me, Mr. Marr. You'll have to sit down there and wait until Mr. Whiteman can see you.
You say you want me to sit down? You say you want me to wait for Whiteman? Tell you what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to sit down and wait for Whiteman.
Colonna to Hall of Fame. Wilco.
Hall of Fame to Colonna. Philco.
I'm over Long Beach, calling the control tower.
Control tower to Colonna. Come in.
Come in?
Yep, come in.
Large plane, small control tower.
Oh, that Colonna. Honestly, he is... How stupid can a man be?
Hello.
Jim Finnegan of Duffy's Tavern. How do you do, Mr. Finnegan?
Enchanted, I'm sure.
Well, Clifton, I suppose you're here to complain about the way Archie treats you.
Well, not only him, it's everybody. From morning till night, it's, Finnegan, you're a dope. Finnegan, you're a moron. Finnegan, you don't know nothing. It's annoying.
Why?
I'm beginning to wonder if there ain't something in it.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Let's not be hasty. Where there's smoke, there's fire. But what I came to talk to you about is just, I'm sick of hanging around Duffy's Tavern. How's about a job on the Hall of Fame?
Well, what can you do?
Well, I can sing. Oh, and there are gray skies.
Oh,
there are
wait a minute, What's
the matter?
What are you anyway, a baritone or a tenor?
I'm a mezzanine soprano. That shows high head tones, I do.
What else can you do?
Well, I do imitations. Listen to these bird calls. A sparrow. Tweet, tweet. A canary. Tweet, tweet. A blue jay. Tweet, tweet.
But, Mr. Finnegan, they all sound alike.
What do them birds know?
I can only tell you what I've told all the rest. You'll have to wait and see Mr. Whiteman.
Mr. Whiteman? How do you like that all the time? I thought you was Mr. Whiteman. Oh, that's life. The living line.
I wonder what could possibly happen next. Hello?
Hello.
Where are you, Professor?
Just around the corner. I'll be right there.
Silly me, forgot to get out of the phone booth.
Well, Professor Colonna, I'm glad you finally got here. Your pals have all arrived.
Ah, yes, Whiteman, and now we're ready to proceed with the case.
The case?
Yes, listen.
We're the guys behind the guys who make you laugh. And we're here to say a word in our behalf.
I'm the postman for Burns and Allen. Every week I deliver lamps by the gallon. This sort of thing you'd think they'd appreciate. But no, only my wife thinks I'm great. Isn't it awful, the rhyme, I mean?
We're the guys behind the guys who have to show. What they do without us, heaven only knows.
They think they're top-notch comics, but mister, they'd be through without a guy like me to tell them what they're going to do.
We're the guys behind the guys who make you smile. We're the guys who really roll you in the aisle.
I would like to say on behalf of my colleagues that the treatment afforded to secondary characters in radio is unwarranted, inequitable, and generally unjustified. What have I said?
I know I'm not so handsome, I'm not so cute, that's true. But when I'm making love to girls, I'm pitching plenty woo. And when they say, when do we dine? I say, how do you do?
We're the guys behind the guys who make you laugh.
We really mean it.
We're the guys behind the guys who make you laugh.
We kill the people.
We're the guys behind the guys who make you laugh. Who make you laugh.
Pierre, did you notice the picture of that sensational new Philco invention in the magazines this week?
Sure, the table model radio phonograph that obsoletes all manual phonographs. What about it, Paul?
Well, I've got one from Philco, and I've got a teenage youngster at my house, just like the girl in the Philco ad. Well, the combination is sensational. The living room is always knee-deep in records, and now I've got the bug.
You mean it's so easy to play your own records on that new Philco?
Oh, not only that, the quality is swell. And it gave me an idea. You remember this number? Without a song, I remembered our band was playing this in 1930, the year Philco brought out the first table model radio. Well, here's this new radio phonograph with that same Philco originality and imagination. And as sharp as ever in 1946.
Right, Paul. The 1946 Philco radios are like that. New all the way through. Ask your Philco dealer about Philco's new table model radio phonograph with automatic record player. Just put any size record in the slot, close the door, and it plays. No more fussing with lids, tone arms, controls, or needles. And you'll hear the difference when you listen to a new Philco bringing you...
Clark Dennis can always see me.
Fine.
Hi, Clark.
Fine, Paul. Just stopped in to bring you a little present.
Well, that's right. Neighborly. What is it?
Not much. Just a little baton I picked up for you when I was overseas with the G.I. show K-Ration Review. But I'll bet it cost more than any baton you ever had.
What's it made of? Gold?
Nope. Just plain bamboo. I had to trade 2 packs of cigarettes and a bar of soap for it.
Oh, thanks, Clark. This bamboo baton is going to rate a choice spot in my collection. By the way, how are the old pipes?
Well, after 2 years in the Pacific, I'd say they're pretty good. Why?
Well, you just walked in time for our now-and-then spot. How about a fast once-over of the first tune you ever chirped with me?
Well, you must mean Begin the Beguine.
A tune that's never changed. Just as good now as it was then.
When they begin the beguine, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin to live it again is past all endeavor. Except when that tune clutches my heart, and there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene. Clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin. Begin, make them play till the stars that were suddenly know.
We suddenly know
what heaven we're in.
What heaven we're in.
When they begin to begin, far begin. When they begin, the
wonderful, Clark Dennis. And Jerry, it's nice to have you back in the States.
Oh, thank you, Mr. W.
Your overseas jaunts with Bob Hope every summer made you sort of an international commuter.
Yes, it was fun working the foxhole circus with Ski Snoot.
I heard you wrote a book about your experiences, Fess.
Yes, it's called Who Threw That Coconut?
Who Threw That Coconut? Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that name?
Well, it comes from an actual incident that happened in the jungles of the South Pacific. We were walking through the trees. Ow!
Somebody threw a coconut at you?
Yes, monkeys were jealous.
Why were the monkeys jealous of you, Professor?
My mustache was prettier than theirs. And the book tells in pictures and stories all about our experiences.
Well, it's a must for my reading department.
Thank you.
And, Professor Colonna, I want to thank you for bringing the boys over.
Excuse me, Paul. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm late. I want to apologize. I'm very late. I want to apologize to you. This has never happened to me before, but anyway, I'm here. You know, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the theater, and I...
Jack Haley, what are you doing busting in like this?
Well, you invited me over here, Paul, to this... I'm a guest here at the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I know, but not until next Sunday.
Next Sunday? I can't wait till next Sunday. My jokes won't last that long. They're topical. I have one joke I just got to tell now. It's about Tommy Manville's ninth wife, and it won't last till next week. He'll have his tenth, and I'll have that joke.
Don't worry, folks. Jack Haley will be with us next week. And to you, Charlie, Bert, Eddie, and Mel, let me say it was swell having you all here at Earl Carroll's this afternoon. Remember, there'll always be a place for you in the comedy department of the Radio Hall of Fame. Philco was honored to honor you.
Don't miss Philco's other program, The Breakfast Club with Don McNeil, Monday through Friday, over most of these same stations. Our guests this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, were Charles Cantor, Bert Gordon, Eddie Marr, Mel Blanc, and Professor Colonna. Our heartiest thanks to them all. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.